Going to the text line, Lee, which is 71307. Text writes, Tara, somebody needs to tell Senator Lindsey Graham the caravans are still affronts to our sovereignty. They haven't dispersed yet. I love how they act like the only people coming here are in the caravan. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the most stunning stat in my mind from the entire week so far, and we'll see if we get a more stunning one by the end of the week. I actually heard on Bob's show.
Right.
And I'd never heard it before. And it was the 300,000 number. 300,000 babies born each year to illegal immigrant parents. Yeah. That's stunning in America. That is more babies than are born to residents, legal residents of this country in 48 states. It's a little less than 50%. I mean, that is an invasion on the scale that's almost incomprehensible. And it's just really frustrating that we are not going to be able to stop it because we've lost control of the House. But I wanted to see what you would think about this. I got this email from an emailer.
Okay.
This kind of hit me like an anvil, and I went, yeah, you know, you're kind of right. This is what the person wrote. The Trump agenda was already dead because of Speaker Paul Ryan, you know, blocking it, as we've demonstrated here many times. The Trump agenda was already dead because of Paul Ryan blocking it. This House loss could be a blessing for Trump. Without it, I think he loses in 2020.
I don't know about that.
Well, and so because here would be the argument, okay?
Okay.
I just think this is an interesting proposition. Here would be the argument, and I'm arguing against myself here earlier on in the show, you should understand. And I can do that. I'll take anybody on, including myself, and I'm going to win, damn it. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, I could be a Democrat candidate too, right?
There you go.
I am crazy. Anyway, all right, so, but this whole idea, I mean, Paul Ryan's been blocking this agenda. I suspect Kevin McCarthy would have too. He was the first choice of the chamber in that crowd. And he only got knocked out of the speakership race because he got busted by the Department of Homeland Security spies. They were watching. They watched too, by the way. It's not just the FBI and the CIA who are illegally spying. Anyway, they caught him in the affair with Renee Elmers. And so he had to step down. And Paul Ryan was the second choice of the chamber crowd. So, I mean, Paul McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy.
Not Paul McCartney. We're not talking about the Beatles here.
I got like 4 hours of sleep. I'm sorry. Kevin McCarthy was the real deal. I think he would have just been as obstructionist as Paul Ryan, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we go into 2020 with Republicans controlling everything. What is that going to do? It's going to be hard to whip up the outrage that Trump needed to get us to the polls this time, if we've been in charge that long and nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Now he's got a whipping boy
girl
in Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, that's not, never mind.
Yes. So, and she is going to be, and she's going to be there with those crazy those crazy eyes, you know,
if she has it.
But you know what? Whoever does will be just as crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally nuts. So, I mean, whatever.
There's talk that James Clyburn could be the speaker.
See, there you go. He's nuts too.
Well, yeah.
That'll work just as well. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Listen.
Now, I get that point.
Yeah.
That, you know, because you do need an enemy.
You do.
To campaign against. I get all that. This is just not the way I would prefer to do it. But anyway.
Yeah, and Trump's now got a scapegoat for not accomplishing his agenda, which is not his fault.
True.
He has had people block it. First in the Republican Party. He's done everything he promised. It's amazing what he's gotten done with them in his way.
Yep.
Meanwhile. Have you seen this? SmackDown. Girl Scouts versus Scouts, who used to be called the Boy Scouts, but now they're not.
Scouts formerly known as Boy Scouts.
The Scouts formerly known as Boy Scouts. This is a big, fat gender bender. It's just what it is. Okay, so they're brawling. The Girl Scouts have sued the Boy Scouts, in part because the Boy Scouts are poaching girls from the Girl Scouts. Earlier this year, the Boy Scouts unveiled a new marketing campaign to back the effort because, you know, they just call themselves Scouts, right?
Yeah, right.
Scout Me In, the tagline is called.
What? Scout Me In?
Scout Me In.
Okay.
But definitely scout the Girl Scouts out of the rebranding. The lawsuit says the Boy Scouts have no right under New York state and federal law to use words like scouts or scouting by themselves in connection with services offered to girls or to rebrand itself as the Scouts, since the Girl Scouts also own the moniker. Trademark-wise, of Scouts.
Scouch. That's all I can say.
Yeah, just Scouch.
It's just, that hurts. Hurts my brain to go through all this.
So they say that all sends the false message that the Boy Scouts of America were now the exclusive organization providing leadership development services to girls because they're just Scouts now, and they don't call themselves Boy Scouts, which is a trademark violation.
Okay.
You know what you could do? It's called American Heritage Girls. We're real clear. It's for girls.
Yeah.
There's no ambiguity. You know, there's no unambiguity. Ambiguity.
See,
God,
I can't even
help
say
me.
It now. Ambiguity.
I am just so,
ambiguity.
You, very much. It's very clear. You have to be a girl.
Yes.
Right. You could try that, and so you won't be confused.
Both genetically and identifiably.
Yes. That you have to be a girl.
Yeah.
To be in that.
Yeah.
So.
Which is not a social construct.
No. By the way, can you imagine? I like to do this as a thought exercise for no other reason, since nothing will ever happen. Can you imagine if in a Republican precinct, somebody went to a Republican precinct, you know, on video, and said, I'm a Russian here in America on a visa. I would like to vote in the federal election.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that. Oh, and can I bring all my friends? And the election official was caught on camera saying, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Good, because I want to vote Republican. I'd be illegal. Will you let me do that? Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. We do it all the time. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if this accrued to the benefit of the Republican? I mean, that person would end up in prison for many years. So would the election officials. They'd tear the place apart.
Suddenly, Democrats would be talking positively of the Constitution and how this was unconstitutional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, an election official in Texas was just caught, incredibly, on camera by Project Veritas. The reporter, who's a fake voter, says, hey, my boyfriend's an illegal. He'd like to vote. Oh, that's fine. Is it really? Yeah, as long as he's registered and he's got an ID. We'll let him vote. Even if you know he's illegal? Uh-huh. We do it all the time. Nothing will happen.
Oh, boy.
We've got it on camera now.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. And by the way, this from the same people who are absolutely alarmed that the Russians somehow altered our election somehow, some way that they still can't explain.
And they have no evidence for it.
Right.
So,
but we've got illegals actually actively voting in the election. I mean, they're not on Facebook trying to influence people. They're voting.
Voting, yeah.
I mean, they don't care. So.
And isn't it interesting that in Texas this time there were a numerous House seats that flipped Democrat?
What do you make of that?
Well, I think that there is a high probability that there were people who should not have been voting in some of the Texas districts.
Yeah.
I mean, please, we know where a lot of the people who are not citizens of this country are ending up. You have the photographic evidence of a Texas, because you said this happened in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, we got it. We let them vote all the time.
There you go.
Yep.
So, and a lot of Texas House districts went Democrat this time that had been Republican. Just saying. Is it a coincidence? I think not.
By the way, you know how we were told that the election was stolen from Hillary by Russian bots?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That
yeah.
was it, yeah.
Professor of the MIT's MIT professor, Tuhud Zaman, has been studying the bot phenomenon. And guess what he concluded? That bots actually helped Hillary Clinton more than Trump.
Oh, that's the bot doc.
Yeah, sure. There were more bots attempting to help Trump, but those bots weren't very effective. The bots backing Hillary were highly effective.
Okay.
Oh, so, you know, what did that mean? You know what that means? That means that would be coordinated artificial activity, would it not?
Yes, it would.
So where is the Facebook removal of those bots?
Yeah.
We're seeing it, 10,000 accounts down at Twitter. And he looked at Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Is she anybody removing those or no? I sure don't.
I think they want a botocracy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got fake bots out there. Remember you asked me this question earlier this week. They removed all those fake accounts, you know, the 10,000 off Twitter?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're artificially promoting Trump.
Right.
Well, we now know the bots artificially supporting Clinton posted 96,298 tweets. Where's the Twitter news release about those going down?
Yeah, where's the congressional investigation?
Did it go down? Is it gone? Or is it just, I guess that's just okay. As long as they're supporting the right person, right?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Thanksgiving coming up. I can't wait. I don't know about you. Yeah, I'm already stashing away my stuff for Thanksgiving that I'm going to make. Cook for the whole family. Well, did you know this? Oh, I believe this. The average. Oh, and this is the worst family failing, too. The average American spends 9 entire days a year in food coma. And the top foods that cause this: burgers, pizza, and the Thanksgiving favorite, mashed potatoes. Isn't that a terrible feeling? You're sitting there and whatever you're eating is so good. And you're like, oh, I'm going to have one more. and you're like, and you're not thinking, and then you end up in the food coma, and there's just really no way to shake that. Yeah. So there you go. 213 hours a year in food coma. That's 9 entire days.
What are you talking about, Tara? I love the food coma.
What? Oh, because it knocks you out?
Yeah. You get to take a nap after eating? That's the best.
How do you get to take a nap? You have 2 kids.
Well, okay.
I was just going to say. Yeah. Because when I go into food coma, here's what I get. Mom, can you help me? Mom, I need it. Ma, he hit me. Ma. Okay, whatever. Not getting off his couch. I don't care what happens. That's me. So, yeah, food coma is fine when you're, you know, nice and single and you can go take a nap after you eat all that turkey. I got to talk to Mrs. Chris. I don't know. I just like, I don't know what to, Anyway.
We have lots of family around to watch the children.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we don't have any of that. You know, and we actually briefly considered, finding a good sitter here. But then the New York Nanny Axe murders happened. And that was the end of that. She was a trusted nanny, you know. So, yeah, we're done there. We just don't get out much because of that. It's, Anyway, 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Let's see what's going on the text line. Texture writes, please encourage your listeners to stay at Motel 6 when they're on the road. They just got fined millions of dollars for releasing illegal immigrant names that were staying at their facilities to ICE. Oh, this country's a mess. Texture writes, I think this is on the Boy Scouts. Men only is sexist. Women only, no problem. White only, even if not planned or limitations, is racist. Black only, no problem. Identity politics is stupid. If you could condense that a little further, sir, it would make a great bumper sticker. Texture writes, voting rights restored to felons in Florida. Yeah, this is not good. This is not good. Nearly 1.5 million felons in Florida have regained the right to vote. Now, okay, normally you had to wait 5 years before you got it, so they would get the right to vote again anyway. But this just ends that. When you're done serving your time and all of that, then you can, when you've served out your sentence, you can vote again. It does not, by the way, apply at this time to anyone convicted of murder or felony sex offenses. So, yeah, that's, just any little bit they can get to the polls there in Florida, they're going to do. So, by the way, that was an amendment on the ballot in the Sunshine State, unfortunately. So, yep, we just got to work a little harder, unfortunately. So, there you go. Meanwhile, I'm really looking forward to getting the numbers out on this midterm election. I'd love to hear from you. How do you feel about these midterms? What do you feel like? I mean, there's a lot of despair on the text line this morning. Some other folks are like, we'll be fine. Texter writes, why aren't we losing our minds, Tara? We should be doing everything the left was doing when they lost. I feel like there's a face that needs punching. I'm breaking down. Boy, you know, I wonder, by the way, as Hillary Clinton explained, that the violence and the mob violence would stop when they won. So they just won the House. Does that mean we don't have to take a beat down anymore? I'm just curious. Or no, the beat down continues until they win the Senate and the presidency too. She did not say. So we don't actually know. Texter writes, had to go to the voter registration office yesterday because they misspelled my last name on the roll and the precinct wouldn't give me a ballot. The only thing I had to show was my driver's license, no proof of citizenship to vote. Well, that should happen in the registration process, ideally. Across the country. Texas rates. Where'd it go? One of the scariest thoughts I've had was if something were to happen to Trump and then Pence, Pelosi would be in line for the presidency. Scary. Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? Texas rates. I'm not sure. I don't know what that's related to. Texas rates. Tara's. Where did this go? Okay. Tara, who won the North Carolina 9th District seat for U.S. House? It looks like the Republican did. Although I imagine there'll be a recount there. It's pretty close. By the way, you know what is nuts? Kyrsten Sinema, did you see this? It looks like Martha McSally will pull out the Senate seat win in Arizona. Kyrsten Sinema is within a point of her. Like right about a point right now? With most of the precincts in? I mean, I don't, maybe it's just me. I'm shocked by that. You know, you would think, oh, hey, it's okay if Americans go fight for the Taliban. I'm cool with that. Would be a disqualifier. Or the flyer she had made up, showing American troops as a genocidal invasionary force. By the way, this was all right around like 2002, 2003. Like, you would think that would, but no. I mean, do we really have that level of open hostility toward our troops in this country? Maybe we do. Texter writes, Tara, I haven't heard how close. I don't know what they're talking about. There's a Senate race. Texter writes, Boston Tea Party was for what? Oh, yeah, taxing without representation. Same thing with criminals. You can't not let them vote. Actually, you can, constitutionally. And no, it's not the same at all. They've committed a crime. You know, you know beforehand when you commit the crime, or you should, that if you are convicted, you will lose your right to vote. Ergo, you could choose not to commit the crime. You can't compare that to our founding fathers. What the heck? Texter writes, been asleep. How bad did we lose by? Oh, I can't give you remedial. I cannot give you remedial lessons on the show. You're going to have to Google something. Texter writes, Tara, this is Russian meddling, right? Texter writes, we all know Arizonans get their heads fried in the desert heat. Crazy election. Yes, I know. It's crazy to see what the Democrats will go for. At least maybe it's just me. Texter writes, if what the emailer said about the U.S. House and Paul Ryan is true, then we need to make sure we primary all these establishment rhinos. But, you know, and the good thing is almost everybody who lost yesterday on the Republican side was a big never-Trumping rhino. So, I mean, we got that there at least out of there.
And now, another day of totally tantalizing Trump tweets.
Talk is cheap and tweets are cheap.
On The Tara Show.
America cannot afford a Twitter presidency.
Oh, shut up!
106.3 WORD.
I'm really not a bad person, by the way.
Well, Trump's already at it, Lee. And I like how he's responding to some of this. Here we go. Trump tweet, 3 hours ago, received so many congratulations from so many on our big victory last night, including from foreign nations friends, that were waiting me out and hoping on trade deals. Now we can get back to work and get things done.
Wait a minute, must be the Russians again. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yes, well, clearly that will have to be investigated. Trump tweet, those who, see, I love this. He just slammed the Republicans who lost, many of whom were never Trumpers. Trump tweet, those who worked with me in this incredible midterm election, embracing certain policies and principles, did very well. Those that did not, say goodbye. Yesterday was such a very big win. Did you hear that? Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
I love how he writes the say goodbye exclamation point. Yesterday was such a very big win and all under the pressure of nasty and hostile media. Say goodbye. I love it. Okay. By the way, a note for the newsroom, Trump will be doing a news conference at the White House at 11:30 a.m. Trump tweet 2 hours ago. To any of the pundits or talking heads that do not give us proper credit for this great midterm election, just remember two words. Fake news. Trump tweet, if the Democrats think they're going to waste taxpayer money investigating us at the House level, then we will likewise be forced to consider investigating them for all of the leaks of classified information and much else at the Senate level. Two can play that game.
Boom. He's absolutely right.
Here, you got to do boom right. There you go. Yeah, you know what? I hadn't thought of that. Great point.
Yes. Well, and that's the way Republicans have got to play this.
Yep.
You know, if you go off the rails and you start doing things that have nothing to do with benefiting the American people, call them on it every single time. And if Nancy's the speaker or Jim Clyburn or whoever, hang it around their neck, put them out to, you know, make them shut down the government.
Yeah.
And lay it on them. Set it up. Tee it up right now.
Speaking of teeing it up, you got to hear, this is my favorite Trump tweet from last night. This is an hour ago. Trump tweet, in all fairness, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be chosen Speaker of the House by the Democrats. If they give her a hard time, perhaps we will add some Republican votes. She has earned this great honor. Exclamation point. It's because he knows she's a disaster.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes.
She's a little bit past her expiration date, I'm sorry.
You know what? Here's the thing with Trump, okay? and this is so true of all narcissists, because he is, he's a narcissist, and I don't mean that as a slam. I mean, he is. Narcissists are not wired like the rest of us, right? No, I mean, like they're totally not. But right. We are wired to avoid conflict at all costs, because conflict used to be very costly to us. I mean, you couldn't just go to the ER after somebody clubbed you upside the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Broke your bones. You couldn't. You had nobody to set them, right? So for all of human history, we've been avoiding conflict as a survival mechanism. Narcissists are not wired that way. They're great in war. They love conflict. They thrive off of it. I have a member of my extended family who is one. Married into the family anyway, and they are this way. I mean, they will literally spend weeks planning the conflict they're going to get into with you and then spring it on you. They do. They are the happiest when they're in conflict. And I'm telling you, Trump is a textbook narcissist.
Yeah.
And he is exactly who we need in this position, because you can already tell he is licking his chops. He is going to have a good time battling these people. You know, he couldn't go to war against Paul Ryan when Paul Ryan was blocking his agenda, because he would have hurt, the congressional turnout. But he can go to war against Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Or Jim Clyburn or whoever. So Trump tweets this morning. That's him. He's coming back. He's, you know, he's got those bruising knuckles ready. So that's good. It's excited about that. It's going to be, but, if nothing else, it'll be fun to watch, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, when you look at, and this, you will never hear this from the mainstream media, largest midterm losses since World War II. Okay, number one, Obama, 63 in his first midterm.
Yeah.
Largest midterm losses overall. Obama lost 63 seats. Truman lost 55 and Clinton lost 54. You will hear none of that today.
No.
It'll be country rebukes Trump for terrible xenophobia. No, actually, he's right within the average. And historically, he's outside the average for the great performance he did in the Senate, which is adding seats, which almost never happens in a midterm.
And quite honestly, if a lot of those Republicans that were never Trumpers had not gotten out because they were losing their committee seats, if they had maintained their incumbency, probably would still have control of the House. Because, you know, there is power in incumbency.
Yes.
Just ask Mark Sanford.
Yeah.
And Katie Arrington, sadly.
I know. I still can't believe she lost.
I know. I'm really ticked off about that. I hope that's not the last we hear from her.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So that's what's going on. Any observations from you, Lee, from last night?
The way that this sets up a situation where I'm afraid we have lost the Republic. And as I said earlier, what we're going to see now is governance by executive order and judicial dictate. That's what concerns me, because you're going to have a situation where the Democrat House and the Republican Senate, hopefully Mitch McConnell, come on, sort of cancel each other out. As you correctly pointed out, though, the scary thing is about the budgets, and because the budgets and taxation has to originate from the House.
Yeah.
And with Democrats in control, you can say bye-bye to any more, tax reform, any more tax cuts for the middle class. As you pointed out correctly, thankfully, the corporate tax cuts were made permanent. However, it was the income tax cuts, which grandfathered, when is it end? 2025,
yeah. Yeah. Why they did that, I don't know.
I was just very disappointed in Paul Ryan. You know, I think the past two Republican speakers of the House we've had have been a disaster, John Boehner and Paul Ryan. And it looks like that still the last great Republican speaker of the House will be Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, really. He was great.
A man who really showed leadership and played the political game about as well as you can with what he had to deal with. And I think that he handled it brilliantly. And, of course, he had some of his personal life and some of the other things that were taken out of context and used against him by Democrats in the media, which that's typical. But, still, he will go down to, at least as far as I'm concerned, as the last great Republican House Speaker.
Texter writes, was Katie Arrington a never Trumper? No, she wasn't. But she was a big moderate. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I mean, she was a big supporter of the gas tax.
Oh, yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. So, I like her. Liked her personality. I was kind of, I was a little cautious about how she would be in the House. I'm not sure how she would have been in the House.
She just came across as a very genuine, passionate Republican. I'll put it that way. She's not necessarily conservative, but a very genuinely passionate Republican. And I think it would have been a great thing for the Republican Party to have a good young woman as a Republican trying to support the Trump agenda. It would have been a very good thing for South Carolina. And now we're not going to see it.
Texter writes, declassify everything. Let's blow open Spygate. I'm hoping to see that now.
Yeah.
I really am.
What's
because
he got to lose?
Well, no, he's got nothing. I mean, they're going to investigate him either way and say he's an obstructing justice. So there you go. Oh, by the way, Adam Schiff has promised to restart the Russia investigation. He did this last night to renew the Russia probe if Dems flip the House. Because, you know, they haven't thoroughly investigated what happened with Russia. I mean, they really have not thoroughly investigated. So we need to look at it again.
Congressman Shifty, thank you so much.
Yep. Deep state. This, to me, just galls me. The deep state's totally going to get away with this now. And if anything, they have even more incentive to act again as the House organ, secret police House organ of the Democrats.
Yeah.
With the Democrats in control of the House. Let's hope the Senate manages to hold them into, you know, some kind of account. I don't know.
Well, with Mitch McConnell, confidence is not high.
No. No, unfortunately. We really needed Devin Nunes and Jim Meadows and all those people to do that, and they are not going to be allowed to investigate the deep state anymore, just as they were making tremendous progress, too.
Yep.
It's really, really, really frustrating. And we jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to get some common sense. And some crazy. There's always some crazy on there, too. Texture rates. Tara, if I vote at, say, 10 a.m., how many hours must I wait to vote again? Here, I wouldn't try that at all. Yeah, Texas. I let the illegals vote. So just do whatever you feel. Okay. I always forget. Is it 2 hours or is it that? Or is that how long you have to wait to swim after eating? Another technical question. If I die in a midterm election year, am I still eligible to vote in the next presidential election? That depends on if you're voting Democrat and you're in a blue state. Like, you know, if it's Pennsylvania, yeah, sure. California, no problem. Here, I wouldn't try it. Probably be reading about you in the news. Texter writes, Terry, you're asking how someone could vote for a person who says it's okay to join ISIS. Easy answer. I'll bet you the vast majority of people in Arizona never heard that statement. Yeah, they'd have hung it around a Republican's neck, though. Texter writes, you raise the hope from deep inside me, lift me from this bitter earth. Now I'm floating on the Dead Sea. Tell me, what was I really worth to you? Well, I don't know who you are, so I can't say. I love when people accidentally send me personal messages. Anyway, okay, moving on. Texter writes, Tara. Tara, stuffed and mounted, Nancy Pelosi takes the gavel. So says Alan in Spartanburg. Yes, she does. And the texter writes, Lee, the government was already shut down last night. Yeah, we're going into total gridlock. The only question is who's going to be blamed for it. Texture rates, not narcissism, talking about on Trump's part. It's called being ready to counter, always scanning for threats. Yeah, poor man must be exhausted. I hope he gets some sleep today. I mean, he's in his 70s. He did 3 rallies on Monday. I really worry about his health. Because if he goes, the Republicans will just roll over like a dog and give up and ask, you know, the Democrats to scratch their tummy. Texter writes, the Dems will now spend 2 years yelling and investigating. Another texter writes, what about building the wall? Oh, boy. Another, that's on hold for now. Texter writes, where is the Department of Justice on the illegal voting? Nowhere. Rip Van Sessions still snoozes away. But Governor Greg Abbott in Texas saw the Project Veritas video, and he is promising to investigate it. You know, when you put that with the other finding that they just had, you know, remember the Democrat Party? This was like, what, 2 weeks ago? The actual Democrat Party in Texas mailed ballots to non-citizens and illegal aliens with the citizenship box checked. I kid you not. Yes, the only other box pre-checked was the, yes, I'm 18. It was outrageous. It's a bunch of people not well eligible to vote. So when you put that together with the, we now have an election official from Texas on video saying, yeah, we let illegals vote all the time. Anyway, Governor Greg Abbott is investigating. He's vowed to investigate both of those. He's a good guy. We can't count on the Department of Justice. They are a Democrat House organ and nothing more. They are useless for any kind of justice, except justice against Republicans. They're still dishing that out on a daily basis and those associated with them. Texter writes, Tara, I am glad I listened to you this morning. I thought with the Democrats in charge in the House with Trump tax return emoluments investigation and no wall, Mexico won't pay? Don't believe Nancy, but will after listening to you. It was amazing victory and Trump should have smooth sailing. What? I don't know about smooth sailing. This person might be sarcastic. It's hard to tell on the text line. Texter writes, how does Schiff's head How does Schiff's neck hold up his head? I do not know, although I've wondered that myself. Texter writes, Maxine Waters can now impeach Barney Fife. Could be. Another texter writes, so who will be the House Minority Leader? I'm betting Kevin McCarthy, but that's just me. Texter writes, Republicans dragging their feet last 2 years. Now they have an excuse for little progress for Sessions. Yes, they do. No, this is they like it this way. You kidding me? They could blame the Democrats for everything, claim to be for everything they're not actually for, and get away with it. No, they couldn't be happier. I'm telling you, Paul Ryan has been trying to lose the House for years now. And where do you see the paycheck he's going to get for this? Now think about it. I mean, do you realize the Republicans did not campaign? Did you see any other Republican leaders, aside from, like, you know, Lindsey in the last 5 minutes, helping Trump in any way? No, I didn't either. He had to do it all by himself. And finally, Randy writes, well, the Republicans got what they wanted yesterday. They lost seats. Most of them don't like to lead and drive the agenda that they run on. They prefer to campaign on them when they have no intention of ever enacting any of them. Don't believe me? Where's the wall they ran on? They've had all three houses for 2 years, a willing signer in the White House, and they campaigned on it. Most of the GOP elected the House and Senate were too busy with other nonsense and didn't have time to get to that bill on Trump's desk again. Now the GOP has an automatic built-in excuse. We can't do anything because we don't control the House of Representatives. How tragic. By the way, and this is a comment on this, I don't actually know how many votes there were for the wall. I would bet it would have passed if Paul Ryan would have allowed a vote on it. Well, we'll never know because that's over now, unfortunately. We're not going to have a wall. We're not going to have border security either. We may not have it for a generation. It's maddening. It's maddening. The stampede over the border will not stop. There is no way we can stop it. Even if Trump gets a Supreme Court ruling that he likes, say on birthright citizenship, he'd have to actually implement it. How are you going to do that? Yeah. With the Democrats in control of Congress, you're not. Yeah, they're going to go on doing what they want. So it is frustrating, but there are some definite upsides. Hey, here's an upside. It is a beautiful day out there. Oh, I love the fall days when the sun's like this, all slanty and pretty. Yeah, get out there and enjoy it before it gets cold and miserable and yucky and the leaves fall off. All right, Vince is up next. Be back tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.